This is our number
10. It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
Okay, I want to make sure I understand the story we just had in our local newscast. Heather was talking about a Cairo 7 story about how we have all these M95 masks here in our state in warehouses, and they're not getting to the hospitals that need them. And the quote was, they said that the process of getting them, they said the process of getting the masks from the warehouse to the hospital is too cumbersome. And we want government to take over all the health care in the country, right? Now that Joe Biden's going to become president, there's going to be an even more massive takeover of health care. We can't even get masks that are needed from a warehouse to a hospital because it's too cumbersome. But they're going to be able to run all of health care in the country just fine and dandy, right? Oh, you know, the people who put all their faith in government, and as I said, I've heard a host on our radio station say that they don't have religious faith, that government is their religion. Anybody who puts that kind of faith in government, when you hear nonsense like that story, we can't get the masks to the hospitals, too cumbersome. Unbelievable. But let's put government in charge of everything. Let's put government in charge of whether we have family over for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay, welcome to the Fastest 15. It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Sean's helping me hold down the fort here with Nicole off to Vegas this weekend.
Yeah.
I heard from her when she landed last night. I talked to her briefly, but I'm assuming she's having a great time with her friends in Vegas.
Yeah, we can
hope
so.
That's all I can assume.
Go ahead.
No, she said it was going to be warm enough to sit by the pool today. And that doesn't sound too bad. It was just so stormy last night when she called. So a pool in Vegas doesn't sound bad at all.
No, it sounds quite the opposite. And I guess in Vegas, are they not doing a mandatory 2-week quarantine?
No. No, it's not that warm. It's only 65 degrees right now. So you can't, that's not sit by the pool weather, 65 degrees. You want it up in the 80s there in Vegas. But no, they don't do the mandatory thing. I'll be interested in hearing her report when she's back on Monday because she doesn't gamble much, but they're going to go to shows and in the casino, they have those big barriers, those plexiglass barriers between the players at the blackjack and the craps tables, I heard. But I just wouldn't have any interest in going to Vegas right now. Just doesn't sound that appealing to me. And so filling in for Nicole, by the way, is Laura Scott, who usually does such a great job on our morning news. Are you there, Laura? You out there today? She hooked up? She connected, Sean?
She's connected.
I am here.
Oh,
can you hear me?
There she is.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hello?
Loud and clear.
Hello?
So first time, can you hear me?
Yeah,
first
I can hear you.
First time producing this show. What's
and
the difference
first time
between
coming
this
in
and
live
the
like this from my
really?
Phone no. in my living room.
Yeah. No, it sounds fantastic. So what's the big difference between the morning news and this show?
That's a good question.
I know.
I mean, the morning news has more people on it. You kind of run this show.
I know. I'm just a lone wolf here.
You kind of are.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I'll pull that sound for you.
Please do. Okay. Can you find the audio? I see it on Cairo 7's website. The story I was just talking about that Heather mentioned, that they say they can't get masks from the warehouse to the hospital in our state because it's too cumbersome. So if you have a chance, just any time in the next hour to pull that. I want to hear that. Can't
on
be
it.
Turning stuff like health care over to government, for crying out loud. Okay, let's get into the Fast Five. Oh, so Laura, I'd like to get your perspective on this story here. So most of my listeners have heard it. You probably have not. But we have a tradition in our family of taking Christmas pictures with all three of our daughters. And the girls, once they got to high school and college, they just weren't that into it. But they still did it because my wife and I really wanted to have it every single year. And it's really cool because my wife puts on the windowsills at Christmas time all of the Santa pictures, and we have 30 years of them now. It's really a cool tradition. But there are two parts to this dilemma that I'm facing, and one is a very old one. So, Laura, when we first moved to the neighborhood that we're in now, where our first daughter was born, there was a guy in the neighborhood. He had a long white beard and a big roly belly, and he would wear suspenders. And then at Christmas time, he was Santa Claus. And down at the little shopping town center in our neighborhood, he would be Santa, and he would pose for Santa pictures. And the rest of the year, he was like the neighborhood's grandpa, and all of the parents just loved this guy. He was just such a sweet old guy, and he would have kids come and play in his yard. We later found out, all this is 100% true. The guy's name, his real-life name, was Ronald McDonald, and we later found out that he had been convicted of sex crimes against children. And he went to prison. I think he died in prison after serving much time. So all of our most precious first Christmas with Santa pictures in our family, this guy was the Santa. And my wife and I have long debated whether we should get rid of the pictures because this horrible person who did horrible things is in them. If we should somehow try to, load them and digitally erase the guy. What would you do if you were me?
I would digitally erase the guy. Doesn't it make you uncomfortable to look back at the photos now?
No, because what I see is my daughter's first Christmas and her second Christmas, and I don't focus on the horrible thing this guy did. But and he never, we were always right there, and he never did anything to our girls. But just knowing what a horrible, horrible human being this guy was, he ruined our Christmas photos, our first ever Christmas photos in our family. Very disappointing. It's very sad. Okay, and then dilemma number two is Santa photos. A lot of places aren't going to do them this year because of coronavirus. Nordstrom has announced that it is canceling the annual Santa pictures because of the COVID-19 pandemic. They said that they will do virtual visits with Santa. So you can meet with Santa by Zoom or Microsoft Teams or something, which sounds just the lamest thing ever. And then at Mulbeck's Nursery, which is a fantastic nursery out in Woodinville, they always have a Santa Claus, but not this year because of COVID-19. So they're going to have a life-size cardboard cutout of Santa that your kids can take a picture with.
Okay, that's
which
pretty
is
clever.
Which
then
is
there's
worse.
No chance that he's a sex offender.
That's a very good point. What's worse, though? Virtual Santa on a computer or Santa with a cardboard cutout? Because they're both pathetic to me.
Oh, man. Well, virtual Santa can actually talk to you. And if you have little kids, yeah. I think that's the way to go.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll have another little kid between now and Christmas, I can see. Okay. Oh, by the way, coming up at 1:30 this afternoon, Santa Claus will join us here on the Dory Monson Show. Right after the bottom of the hour news, we will talk with Santa because we actually have a very important philanthropic message from Santa Claus. So we'll do that for you coming up in just a few minutes here. Okay, up next in the Fastest 15, one of the great Seattle athletes of all time, Sue Bird of the Seattle Storm. This might be a too much sharing type of thing. She's announced that she is freezing her eggs so that she can have kids after her playing days are over. She, of course, is her partner is Megan Rapinoe, the Seattle soccer star. And she said that at age 40, she chose to freeze her eggs. And that's because she does want to wait until after her playing career, and she's still playing at a very high level. But the story says that the reason she's coming forward with this is that she's helping to take down the stigma of freezing eggs. And I don't think there is a stigma associated with it. And again, I'll go very personal here. I'll tell the story that I've mentioned this before. My wife and I, we had three girls, and my wife said, I'm done. You know, I don't want to have a fourth baby. And obviously, you don't have a Y chromosome in you, Monson. So we stopped. But I emotionally was having trouble with the snip snip. So I did a little freezing myself back then. And I just don't think there's a stigma attached to it. And then, you know, we've advanced far enough that I don't think Sue Bird needed to announce this. There's no stigma. Everybody's cool with it, Sue. You can freeze all you want there. I've got an amazing story about this sort of thing, too, by the way. My agent, who I've been in business with for more than 20 years now, and he's talked about this publicly before, he and his partner, they found a woman who would be an egg donor for them. And then either he or his partner, and they've never said who, fertilized the eggs. And then they found a surrogate to carry the eggs. But they have biological triplets who are 4 years apart. They had twins with the surrogate mom. They implanted two of the fertilized eggs, and they had twins. And then 3.5 years later, they took another fertilized egg from the same batch. So it is part of a biological triplet family. And the same surrogate carried that baby. And so they have biological triplets who are 4 years apart. Twins and a four-year younger kid. And that's the amazing stuff that's going on with reproductive technology. Okay, next up in the Fastest 50. Ring doorbells are in the news today because apparently an inordinate number of Ring doorbells, they say, are catching on fire. They've since had hundreds. And this is one of the most popular home security systems. You know, as soon as it rings, you can talk to the person on the porch. It records video of them. But 350,000 video doorbells have now been recalled because Amazon, which owns Ring, says that they were catching on fire if they're installed with incorrect screws. Didn't Johnny Cash try to warn us about this like 50 years ago?
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Now that is a cutting-edge musician who 50 years ahead of time knew that Amazon Ring doorbells were going to be a burning hazard.
Dory, so you're telling me that song is not about hemorrhoids?
Is that what it is? That would make more sense.
I mean, my whole life, 43 yeah. years, I thought that song was just about hemorrhoids, but apparently it's about the Amazon ring. That's good news.
Yeah.
2020's not all bad.
Like every great song, it can be whatever you want it to be about, Sean.
Oh, well, then I guess I just revealed too much about my life.
And all that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
Give us 15 minutes. We'll give you the world. Okay, Santa Claus is going to join us. Talk about now that we can't do the Santa photos in person, but there is some great philanthropy that Santa wants us to be aware of. And as we enter the holiday season, I want to help spread the word about things that you can do individually that we can do collectively to make the world a little bit better for some kids who have fallen on tough times. So we'll talk to Santa coming up next here on the Dory Monson Show. Before we get to the big lead at the top of the hour. As we speak, right now, Donald Trump is speaking in the Rose Garden at the White House, and he says that the Pfizer vaccine against coronavirus, that it is being rolled out in the next couple of weeks. The Trump administration will be the ones who are rolling it out, who are going to distribute it. It will be free to all Americans. They call it Operation Warp Speed. The question persists, did Pfizer sit on this? Did they hold it until after the election in order to influence the election? Because it would have been a very good thing for Donald Trump. Pfizer first said they thought they'd have the vaccine by the third week of October. And then they held it and released the news the day after the networks called the presidential race for Joe Biden. So was there some manipulation there to affect the presidency? The other question, Donald Trump still says he's going to challenge the election results. It is the longest of long shots, but I'm going to play for you in the big lead of two from an attorney who is working the Trump campaign challenge, who says that this is going to be the most stunning political upset in the history of mankind when they successfully overturn the election. I do not see that happening. And if it doesn't happen, what's Trump going to do next? Well, according to the New York Times today, one of the things that he is floating, two things. One, he wants to launch a network, primarily an online streaming network that would compete with Fox News. Now, that would be incredibly difficult. The cost of trying to compete with Fox on cable and satellite platforms, the entry barrier is, I don't know that it's cost prohibitive, but it would be incredibly expensive. If you wanted to launch something that was online streaming only, you could do that for much, much less, but would you get the eyeballs to be able to compete with Fox? But what Donald Trump believes is that Fox has lost its way, that used to be as pro-Trump as CNN and MSNBC were anti-Trump. But the president believes that Fox News turned against him, that it has become anti-Trump, and so he wants to launch the streaming service, and then the New York Times says that he is talking to advisors that almost as soon as the Electoral College makes Joe Biden the official president-elect, that Donald Trump would announce that he's running for president again in 2024. That's what the New York Times is reporting today. So he'd keep his name in the news. He would, if he has this network, he would be the go-to person to criticize everything Biden and the Democrats do. And then, according to sources, Donald Trump would want to run for president again in 2024. All of it's speculative right now, but that's coming from the New York Times today. Okay, we're going to check the news for you here at the top of the hour. We'll tell you what Trump's attorney says about how they're going to challenge this election. We'll tell you what Jay Inslee says about canceling Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. All of that straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.